Welcome back to Camden, Missouri, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. Just had the coin toss. Camdenton won the toss, and they have elected to defer, so they'll get the football to start the third quarter. And the Zizzers will start out on offense tonight. So both teams now shaking hands, and they'll head to the side, and we're going to get ready to get underway here. Like we said, this one should be a very, very good ball game, folks. Very tough. One thing I will mention, that usually when you come to Camdenton, the home side, all the bleachers are full. They are not tonight. There's one section that's empty. So I don't know what's up with that. Over on the far side, West Plains Zizzers, they filled up half of their section over there. So it doesn't matter, though, because the guys are on the field, and they will they'll play. All they're going to listen to is their coaches and the officials. So coming out, starting off for the Zizzers, and looks like it's going to be Jason Lopez back for the Zizzers, back deep. And Camden Tim will kick it away. I hope you've enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. Excuse me. My voice has tried to go out all day long, folks. And now we're ready to go. And I got the ball teed up. And somebody's going to get their first loss of the season. Ball's going to be taken by the Zizzers at the 22. And it'll be brought out about the 29-yard line. And bringing the ball back, that'll be Aiden Holt for the Zizzers. So we're going to take a look. And it'll be Dagan Kinslow to bring the offense out for the Zizzers. And the Zizzers will start out first and 10 at their own 29-yard line. So let's see. It's going to be Kinslow. And Heston Miller is going to come to the left. There's three receivers to the right. Now Miller's going to set up in the slot. And first play of scrimmage, Miller goes to the backfield. There's the snap. They'll give it to Miller. He'll cut up inside, and he breaks the tackle. Gets out about the 40, looks like, maybe the 41. And that will be a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down. And wait a minute. We've got a flag already, folks. It's holding on the Zizzers. This is not a good sign because that means, you know what it means. I don't have to tell you. But the Zizzers are going to back it up, take the first down away. And the Zizzers will start out first and 13 at their own 26-yard line. Kinslow by himself. Miller comes to the backfield again. Three receivers to the right. And this time Kinslow is going to throw it over the middle, and he missed Connor Lair. Threw it behind Lair. That's going to bring up a second down and 13 for the Zizzers. And the Zizzers would absolutely love to be able to run the football, keep the ball on the ground, keep the clock running. And I don't know what's going on, folks, but the scoreboard's already got Camdenton up 8-0. Does that show you something? Kids low in the shotgun, second and 13. Lair now in the backfield. They'll give it to Lair. He's going to head out to the right side, cuts up inside. At the outside, first down for Lair, across the 50, down the sideline. Finally, they get him out inside the 30, and now a flag is thrown. And we'll see what happens. But Connor Lair, all the way down, they're going to mark him out to 25. And let's see what the penalty is here. Waiting for the sign. We're just underway with 11:20 to go in the first quarter. Oh, good grief. Block in the back by the Zizzers, and that'll back them up. They'll take it at the end of the play there. So, two penalties already, and that'll back the Zizzers all the way up to the Laker 35-yard line, and it'll be a first and 10. Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, first down. Chains get set on the far side. Kinslow in the shotgun. Blair goes in motion. Kinslow's going to keep it this time, tucks it up inside. Following his blocker, he's out and got a first down. I don't see a penalty yet. And they're going to give it. The Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers all the way down to the Laker 23-yard line. So first and 10 for the Zizzers at the Laker 23. 11-10 to go here in the first quarter with no score, even though scoreboard says 8-0 Camdenton with the lead. They haven't even had the football yet. All right, here we go. Once again, Kinslow in the shotgun. Miller goes in motion. They'll give it to Miller this time, and he's going to lose some yardage. As Camdenton blew up that right side of the offensive line, and that's going to be a loss of two. Going to bring up a second and 12 for the Zizzers at the Laker 25-yard line. Second and 12. All right. Kinslow's got him in the huddle. Calls the play. They hurry up the line of scrimmage quite quick. Lair comes to the left. Receiver to the right. Lair in motion. He'll join Kinslow in the backfield. And now they're going to throw it back to Kinslow. And that is going to be an incomplete pass. Lair started to the right, then turned and was going to throw it back to Kinslow. And Kinslow couldn't catch it. So it's going to bring up a third and 12 now. If Kinslow would have caught that one, he had one defender to beat. But instead, it's going to bring up third and 12. So the Zizzers really want to score here. They got the ball first. They really want to score here. So let's see if they can get some points on the board. I believe Connor Lair's in the backfield with Kinslow. Play clock down to 7 now. 6, 5, got to go here, 4 seconds. There we go, and now we got flags. And this is probably going to back the Zizzers up. Play clock didn't expire, but they're probably going to call an offside or movement on the Zizzers. No, it's going to be on Camdenton. Encroachment. So that will take the ball back down to the 20-yard line of the Lakers, going to bring up a third and 7 now. Third and 7 for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 20-yard line. Zizzers need to make it to the 13 for a first down. And Camdenton jumps again. This time about 3 Camdenton defenders jump. Kinslow must be changing that cadence down there. Let's see if they call it on Camdenton or will they say the Zizzers drew him offside. Nope, it's on Camdenton again. So they'll go another 5. Now we're all even at 2 penalties apiece here in the early going. Zizzers have it at the Camdenton 15-yard line, going to bring up a 3rd and 2. 3rd and a short 2, I should say. Lair in the backfield. Kinslow. Now Lair goes to the right. Kinslow trying to get inside, and he does. And this is going to be close, folks. It's going to be close, and I think they're going to give it to them. They are. It's down to just inside the 13-yard line, so the Zizzers have it another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. They're also in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. So the Zizzers have it first and 10 at the Camdenton, just inside the 13-yard line. Miller goes in motion. And Lair this time takes it around the right side, and he stops. Then he lunges forward down to about the 10. So now it's going to bring up a 2nd and 7 for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 10-yard line. 9:28 to go first quarter. No score, even though the scoreboard says Camdenton 8 and the Zizzers nothing. Camdenton hadn't even had the ball on offense yet. Here we go. Lair once again in the backfield. Kinslow with it in the shotgun. And they almost jumped again. This time Kinslow keeps it around the left side. He's going to go inside the five. And let's see if that's a first down. I don't see any flags on the field. So Kinslow had one player to beat, and he couldn't, so he just lowered his helmet and ran over him. And you've got to be kidding me. Another holding call on the Zizzers. And this officiating crew must be getting paid tonight by the call. We've had five penalties here in the first 3 minutes of this ball game. Three against the Zizzers, two against Camdenton. So let's back it up to the just inside the 13, second and 10 for the Zizzers. Zizzers taking their time here, but they need to hurry up and get ready. Down to seven on the play clock. Kinslow's in the shotgun by himself. Connor Lair in motion. And Kinslow, this time he cuts up inside. Kinslow lowers his head. He's going to be inside the 10, I believe. They're going to give him the 9-yard line. And that'll bring up a third down. So third and six for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 9-yard line. And I guarantee you, folks, if the Zizzers score, there'll be a flag. And it'll be a penalty on the Zizzers. Anybody out there want to take me up on it? Early in the ball game, here we go. Third and seven from the Camdenton 10-yard line. Kinslow in the shotgun. Lair goes in motion. This time Kinslow will take it up inside. He's inside the five. He's down to around the two, looks like. Kinslow, and I believe that's a first down. And it is. That's another Ozarks Health Care City Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Now they have it first and goal from the Camdenton 3-yard line. 7:42 to go here in the first quarter with no score. Kinslow the shotgun. And Connor Lair this time is coming to the left. Two receivers to the right. Now one in motion. That'll be Miller. He'll go to the backfield, and it'll be Heston Miller, left side, stretches over, and he's in. Heston Miller scores with 7:18 to go in the first quarter. Zizzers draw first blood at 6-0. So Heston Miller on the 3-yard run. And the Zizzers go in front, 6-0. Now, Braden Wall will come in, try the extra point. Aiden Cook will be the holder. And Hargrove will be the center. It's down, it's up, and it is good. Zizzers lead at 7-0, 7:18 to go here in the first quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Camdenton. Zizzers draw first blood. 7:18 to go first quarter. Zizzers up 7-0 over the Camdenton Lakers. And now Wall will kick off to Camdenton. And let's see. Looks like back for Camdenton will be Ford. And I'm trying to see on the other side over there. Well, it's number seven, but Camdenton has two number sevens listed, so I don't know who it is. We'll have to wait and see. All right, Wall has it teed up on the 40, ready to kick it off. And now they fixed the scoreboard to where it's 7-0 Scissors with the lead. Braden Wall, line drive down the middle, hits the pavement, going to be taken at the 11. And here comes Gandison, still on his feet across the 40 and out of bounds. And Gandison will take over, first and 10. And where are they going to mark it at? That was Ford on the return for Camdenton. Looks like they're going to mark it at about the 42. So Camdenton will have it first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. This is going to have to do a better job of covering. Excuse me. On the kickoff, Bear Shore will be your quarterback. He'll be in the shotgun. Three receivers on the left, two on the right. Camdenton will throw as much as possible. They might actually line up and run it a few times. And they're going to hand off this time. And coming around the right side, and I believe that time, it's going to be Dernan across the 45. Deegan Kinslow on the tackle. Ball is at the 48. And that's going to bring up a second and four for Camdenton. Shore, this time he'll keep it going to the left. He'll throw out, and he's got his receiver for the first down and out of bounds. And that's Stewart on the catch. And let's see, over there defending for the Scissors, I believe. Knocked him out of bounds. Was not sure. Shore is going to hand off again, and this time Connor Laird, or not Connor Laird, but Jesse Hudson drops him for a loss all the way back to the Zizzer 47-yard line. Jesse Hudson on the tackle. Camdenton wanting to go quick. It's going to bring up a second and about 17 right now. Shore's rolling to the right. And this time, he's going to tuck it, and he's going to be brought down by Deegan Kinslow, also Connor Lair, not before he gets down to the 41 of the Scissors. So back to the original line of scrimmage is going to bring up third and 10 for Camdenton. Short in the shotgun, looking to throw. He's getting some heat now. Now he's going to roll to his left. And he's going to be tackled, not until he gets down to about the 35, 36, let's see. Going to mark it at the 36, going to be fourth down now, fourth and five. Camdenton's going to go for it with, they've got five receivers. Shore looks to the sideline, fourth and five for Camdenton at the Zizzer, 36-yard line. Here we go. Shore looking to throw. He's going to get some pressure, and Zizzers are in pursuit, and he's going to throw it now, and it is incomplete. And the Zizzers are going to hold, and they almost got Bear Shore. If the Zizzer penetration had to stop, they stopped for some reason and then took off again, they would have had him as it was rolling out to the right. The Zizzers are going to take over. And we're going to take a timeout, an official timeout for a water break, and we'll take a timeout as well. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
It's deer season. Are you ready? I don't mean bow and arrow and firearms. I am talking about your food plots. Is your equipment ready for mowing, plowing, and seeding? Dr. Greg, Hirsch Feed Parts Department, West Plains. Did you know we have over 50 different sizes of rotary blades? We have plow disc replacement parts and some planter parts. We can help relieve some of that buck fever by writing you a parts prescription discount on your next purchase of replacement parts. As always, ask for the number one customer service team.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Zizzers have the football first and 10 as they take over on downs. Ball is sitting at their own 36-yard line. Kinslow in the shotgun by himself. Three receivers. Miller now goes to the backfield. And Kinslow is going to keep it himself. Going to turn it up inside, pick up a couple, looks like. 4:54 to go here in the first quarter. Zizzers lead it 7-0. And they're going to mark him just shy of the 40-yard line, actually at the 39, so it's going to bring up a second down and 7 for the Zizzers at their own 39-yard line. Second and 7. Zizzers trying to run the football, keep it out of the hands of Camington, and keep the clock moving. Connor Lair is going to go in motion now to the backfield. They'll give it to Lair. Lair up inside, across the 40. I don't know. I think they're going to give him the 42. I'm not sure. Yep, they're going to give him the 42. He's going to bring up a third down and 4 for the Zizzers. And Kinslow to the right side, got his receiver, and he was down before the ball came out. They're going to mark it at, looks like, about the 45, maybe the 46. And it's going to bring up, folks, it's going to bring up second and inch, or fourth and inches right here. I'm talking like 3 inches. Kinslow's going to come up under center. He'll take it, and he's got the first down easy, folks. He's out close to midfield. That's an Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. First down for the Zizzers. And they're going to mark it at the 50-yard line. 3:27 to go first quarter. Zizzers up 7-0. Kinslow in the shotgun by himself with 5 receivers. Lair in motion to the backfield. Kinslow, and he'll throw it over the middle, and it's off the hands that time, I believe, Watson Hafer. Taking Green, I'm sorry, number 18. So, that's going to bring up 2nd and 10 from the 50-yard line for the Zizzers. Kinslow threw that one just a little bit too high, but the receiver got both hands on the football, should have caught it. Now they'll throw to the right side, and they're going to say incomplete. So now it's going to bring up 3rd and 10. The Zizzers trying to throw now instead of running the football. I guess they're trying to keep Camdenton a little off. You know, not off their game there, I guess you'd say. 3 minutes to go first quarter. 7-0 Zizzers. Kinslow with it. And the shotgun. Gives it to Heston Miller coming around the left side. Miller trying to get around there. We've got a flag. And that should be. And this, if it's a face mask, I think they're going to say it's against West Plains. We're getting ready to see. Here comes the call. Personal foul, face mask, and it's on the Zizzers. They called Heston Miller for it. Surprise, surprise, surprise. That'll mark them. They'll take this one back 15 yards, folks. The Zizzers will now have the ball at their own 36-yard line. And it's going to be, I believe, 3rd down. No, they're going to put it down to 37. So it's going to be 3rd and 23 for the Zizzers. 3rd and 23. Kinslow's in the shotgun. And this time they're going to go with the reverse. And now Connor Lehrer is going to hold up. He's going to throw it. He's got a receiver, and it's incomplete. They dropped the football. Kinslow was the intended receiver, and he couldn't hang on to it and dropped it. And now it's going to end up 4-23, and the Zizzers are going to have to punt the football, folks. 2:48 to go here in the first quarter with the Zizzers up 7-0. Kinslow back to do the punting for the Zizzers. Anderson standing at their own 25. And Anderson almost jumped. It's going to be a high punt. Fair catch is called at the 31-yard line. So Camden will take over first and 10 at their own 31. And the Zizzers, a very costly face mask penalty. And I'll be honest with you, folks, it happened down here on the sideline in front of me down here. I didn't see it. There was a stiff arm by Miller, but I didn't see him get the face mask. So the Zizzers have been called for four penalties. Camden's in only two. And we have 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. So Shore now in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. And now they're going to come after him, getting some pressure on him. And now they're going to bring him down. Loss on the play. Connor Lehrer on the sack for the Zizzers. All the way down to the 28 of Camdenton. They're going to mark him at the 29. He was at the 28. He never made it to the 29. It's going to bring up second and 12. Now Shore throws to the left. Zizzers out there, and that'll be, I believe that is going to be Stewart on the catch. And they're going to mark him down to 30. So that's going to bring up a third and about 10 and a half. Shore looking to roll right and in pursuit are the Zizzers. And it's incomplete. Good job over there on defense for the Zizzers. And that would be number 36 down there. That's Jason Lopez. That's going to bring up fourth and a little over 10 for Camdenton. Question is, will they punt it? Shore's in the shotgun. And he's going to punt it. And it's a short one, and it's coming down inside the 50, and it'll roll down just inside the 45. Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 44-yard line. And we've got a minute 23 to go here in the first quarter with the Zizzers up 7-0. So Zizzer defense holds that time. Defense getting some good pressure on Shore, making him stop and then run again and stop. And then when he decides to do something with the football, then they are in pursuit and they're getting pressure on him. Zizzers will have it first and 10 at their own 44-yard line. 1:23 to go in the first quarter. Kinslow comes out. And two receivers for the Zizzers this time. In motion comes Miller. And we've got a flag. And play clock went down to zero. That'll be a delay of game. And that'll back the Zizzers up 5 yards, back to the 39-yard line. So the play clock got down to zero. First and 15 for the Zizzers at their own 39-yard line. Miller in motion to the backfield. Kinslow will give it to Miller. Miller coming around the left side again. And the ball goes out of bounds. It was fumbled. And they're going to say Camdenton got it there on the sideline before it went out of bounds. turnover on the Zizzer. And you can't do that. And now Camden has some good field position at the Zizzer 39-yard line, first and 10. Minute 15 to go here in the first quarter. Zizzer defense is going to have to stand up again and get a stop here. Bear Shore will come out in the shotgun with five receivers. Shore, he's going to pitch it. Now they'll go back to Shore, and he never had it, folks. But, I mean, if he'd just held on to that thing about two more steps because he fumbled it, and Zizzers might have got it. But instead, going to bring up a second and 10 for Candleton at the Zizzer 39. Both teams pulling out some trick plays here in the first quarter. Shore's got all kinds of time to look for a receiver. Now we've got a flag. That should be a holding call. Pass is complete and tackled inside the 40, but there should be a holding call on Camdenton because there's a lot of time there. And the way things looked out there, Camdenton had to be holding. So let's see what we got here. It's going to be a... What? How can you call a block in the back on the defense? But they just did, folks. And that's going to move Camdenton inside the 30 down to the 26-yard line. And somebody's going to have to explain. I've never heard that. Block in the back on the defense. Camdenton was holding them. They didn't call it. Instead, block in the back. All right. Here we go. First and 10 for the Lakers. At the Zizzer 26-yard line with 51 seconds to go in the first quarter. Shore in the shotgun. He's looking. And there's a hold and no flag. They're going to go for the end zone. And it's incomplete. But there was a hold right down there. Tristan Clark was being held by the right side of the line and no flag. Imagine that. 39 seconds to go in the first quarter. Going to bring up a second and 10, I believe, from the Zizzer 26. Shore. And he's got the football out on the edge. Hudson. He got by Hudson. And then a couple of Zizzers over there tackled him. And it's going to bring up a third down. Ackerson on the tackle for the Zizzers. And where are they going to mark this thing? At the 22. Going to bring up a third and 7. Shore, he's going to tuck it to run himself. And the Zizzers bring him down. Sack of the quarterback. Let's see who it was. Can't see the number. And I think it was Tristan Clark that brought down Shore. And the ball's out at the 25, going to bring up a fourth down for Camdenton. And Camdenton wants a timeout here. That's the end of the quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
When you are in need of medical equipment, do yourself a favor and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They have a huge showroom full of products and customer service professionals that can help meet your needs. They will make sure they have all the documentation needed before billing your insurance, which is just another reason why they are the trusted medical equipment provider. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Ask for them. You'll be glad you did.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back, Camdenton Laker Stadium. And Camdenton will have the football here. at the Zizzer 25-yard line, and it's 4th and 10 for the Camdenton Lakers. 4th and 10, and you got to think, Camdenton, they're not going to punt this football. There's no reason to. So Zizzers need to hold strong here. Actually, it's 4th and 9 from the 25-yard line of the Zizzers. Shore in the shotgun, and he's looking to throw. Zizzers get some pressure, and it's incomplete. Too low, and I'm looking for flags to bail out Camdenton, and there's no flags on the play. And the Zizzers will take over once again, 1st and 10 at their own 25-yard line. And, folks, that's twice now the Zizzers have dodged a bullet. And so now Zizzers, the offense will come out. Dagan Kinslow will bring him out. See if the Zizzers can march this thing down the field. Zizzers have had 5 penalties in the first quarter. Camdenton had 2. That's usually about how lopsided it is when you play in Camdenton. Kinslow in the shotgun. And this time Miller once again on the left side, tucks up inside, gets to the outside. He's around the corner and he's going out of bounds. But he's got an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Lanes first down for the Zizzers. Across the 40. And they're going to mark him down at the 43. First down for the Zizzers. First and 10. 3 receivers to the left. Miller is in the slot. Now he goes in motion. And they're going to throw over to him. Miller around that left side. He's got another first down, knocked out of bounds. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. They're going to mark him out at the Laker 45, I believe. Yep, Laker 45, first and 10 for the Zizzers. .11:40 to go here in the first half. The Zizzers lead it 7-0. Now we got 2 backs in the backfield for the Zizzers. Kinslow looking now. He throws it over the middle. Little screen there. And this is Watson Afer. Afer, I believe, has a first down for the Zizzers. Watson Afer. And that's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Down at the Laker 26-yard line. First and 10, Zizzers. 11:25 and counting in the second quarter. Zizzers up 7-0. Zizzers that time, a good job of letting the defense come through. They set up the screen. Hafer caught the ball, tucked it, gets it down to the 26. Kinslow now looking to throw, and Kinslow is going to be dropped at the 30-yard line. And actually, they're going to mark him at the 31. I just don't understand how they, because he was at the 30-yard line. So now, it's going to bring up a second and about 15. Ball at the Laker 31-yard line. And this time, Kinslow, he gets loose, shakes the defender. He's inside the 25. Down about the 22, looks like. It'll bring up a third down. So they're going to mark it at the Laker 22-yard line. It's going to bring up a third and 6. Third and 6 for the Zizzers. Kinslow. He's going to roll to the right. He's looking now. He throws. And he caught the ball, folks. And that is Heston Miller catching the football down around the 10-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 11. That's an Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains First Down, and the Zizzers are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Red Zone. A great catch there by Heston Miller. Had two defenders on him, and he held on to the football. Kinslow hands it off. Connor Lair on the left side. He'll cut it up inside, still going, and he's going to drop down inside the five. About the three, 2 or 3 yard line. He's going to bring up a second. So it's going to be at the 2 yard line. And the Zizzers can get a first down. It's second and one here. They can get it inside the one. They'll have a first down. But why wait? Let's just punch it on in there and get up by two scores here. Kinslow hands it, and there's your touchdown. Connor Lair on the touchdown, two-yard run. And the Zizzers have gone up 13 to nothing over Camden Town. 8:47 to go here in the second quarter. Braden Wall will come in to try the extra point. Annington almost jumped off sides. Wall kicks it up, and it's good. Zizzers lead at 14-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. Visit their new showroom, 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday, and the sales department open Monday through Saturday. Visit Toyota of West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. Camdenton, Missouri, Laker Stadium. Zizzers up 14-0 with 8:47 to go here in the second quarter. Connor Lair on the 2 yard run for the touchdown. Braden Wall for the extra point kick. And Wall will tee it up on the 40. Let's see what he does this time. It's going to be a high, short one taken at about the 36. And looks like going to get it out for the 41. So they're trying to catch the Lakers off guard. But Lakers get it. And they're actually going to mark him at the 42. See, I don't get that. He didn't get to the 42. Someday somebody's going to have to explain to me how an official marks off down. All right, here comes Bear Shore. Camden then trailing 14-0. Shore is a quarterback in the shotgun. And he'll throw it out here to the left. Zizzer's defender is there, but the receiver gets away. Coming up the middle this time, the Zizzers from behind. And Zernan gets out to the 49. That's going to bring up a second down and three for Camdenton. Connor Lair on the tackle. They had him for the loss, and he got away. They're going to come left once again, and that's incomplete. And Jason Lopez leveled the receiver over there. So incomplete, that'll bring up a third and three for Camdenton. And I guarantee you, the receiver over there, number 13, that's Dernan. And I guarantee you, Dernan felt Jason Lopez. Shore back, and Zizzers are in pursuit. Here's a flag. Now Shore's coming back this way, and Zizzers almost had him. Now he's coming around the left side. Remember, we got a flag on the play. Shore still on his feet, tackled down around the 32. But we've got a flag back here. And this should go against Camington for holding. Holding or block in the back, one. All right. That is the second penalty on the Zizzers call for block in the back. What in the world? And the Zizzers want timeout. Coach Perkins is on the field, and he wants to talk to the head official. He's getting a little bit upset, and I don't blame him, because Camdenton is holding the Zizzers while Shore is scrambling all over the place, and they're calling the penalties on the Zizzers. Typical play here at Camdenton. Camdenton will get a first down on the play. They still haven't put it down. Now they're marking off. They're going all the way down to the 20. They're inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line. And Perkins is still having a discussion with the official. The official was walking off, and Perkins still talking to him, and I don't blame him. That's just ridiculous. That is now seven penalties on the Zizzers, two on Camdenton. Camdenton's down 14-0. They got to help them get into the end zone, I guess. I don't know. But here we go. From the 17-yard line of the Zizzers, Shore looking to throw. And now he's going to get tackled. And looks like he may have got a yard. All the receivers. And now one of the Camdenton Laker receivers is mouthing over there to somebody on the Zizzers. All right, here we go. Second and eight. They're going to throw it out to the right, and the Zizzers are there, and we've got another flag, folks. I'm pretty sure I saw a flag. Can't wait, because this one was called before even the receiver and the defender got together. So let's see what this is. Illegal shift on Camdenton. I can't believe it, folks. I can't believe it. It's a call against the Lakers. Going to back them up. Going to put the ball at the 20. So now the ball is at the Zizzer 20. Going to bring up second and 13 for Camdenton. Sure, looking. He'll throw to the left. It's intercepted. Intercepted at the 23-yard line. And he is gone, folks. Jason Lopez, welcome back to Zizzer football. Now, wait a minute. We ain't got a flag. Of course we got a flag. And I guarantee you this one's coming back. The flag is out at the 43 of Camdenton. I guarantee you these officials are getting paid by the flag tonight. I guarantee it. This is going to go against the Zizzers. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. And sideline warning on the Zizzers, and they're going to give them the touchdown. Well, howdy doody, 7:04 to go here. That was a 77-yard interception. And it is Wall on. Kick is up. It's good. And the Zizzers lead it 21-0, 7:04 to go in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made-in-Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains, or call 417-255-1972.
Now, more
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Camdenton. Zizzer's lead it now 21-0, but that doesn't mean anything because Camdenton can score points. They can score points in a hurry, and a bunch of them. So the Zizzers need to keep going. And apparently, Wall will kick off from his own 40-yard line. Here we go. It's going to be high and off to the left, and it's going out of bounds. So out of bounds over there. And Camdenton will take over. Looks like at the 35-yard line, their own 35, first and 10. 7:04 to go here in the second quarter. Don't forget, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, West Plains Halftime Show, in about 7 minutes on the clock, probably 20 minutes in actual time. See if the Zizzer defense can get another stop, preferably another turnover. And it'd be nice if they took it to their house again. That would really be nice. All right. First and 10 for Camdenton at their own 35-yard line. Shore's in the shotgun, and he's got five receivers. And Lopez was almost there. And now Zizzer's going to tackle the receiver. That'll be Jesse Hudson down at the 49. That's a first down for Camdenton. And that is Edson on the reception. And here we go, first and 10. And Camdenton moves, so that'll back him up. Three receivers moved for Camdenton. So they'll back him up. It's going to be a first and 15 now back at the 44-yard line for the Lakers. Shore looking. Lair in pursuit, and it's incomplete. As Lair leveled Shore right as he was throwing it. That's going to bring up a second and 15 for Camdenton. Second and 15, Camdenton at their own 44-yard line. Shore once again in the pocket. Looking. Zizzer's trying to get some pressure. He'll throw, and it is incomplete. Incomplete down there. And on the tackle for the Zizzers, Landon Casey. Now it's third and 15 for Camdenton at their own 44 with 6:27 to go second quarter. Shore looking again. Zizzer's in pursuit. They almost had him. He's rolling to the left. Here comes Kinslow, and he's got him out of bounds, but not until they get out across the 50. It's going to bring up a fourth and about five, I think. They're going to mark him at the Zizzer 46. So that's going to be fourth and five for Camdenton. They're going for it. Shore's in the shotgun, looking. He's got some time. Zizzers get some pressure, and they haven't got him down yet. Now he throws it, and it's almost intercepted, but that's all right because Zizzers take over on downs, and it's a good thing it wasn't intercepted. Because the Zizzers will get the football at their own 46-yard line. And now we've got a official's timeout for a water break. We'll take a break as well. 21-0, Zizzers lead at 6:05 to go first half. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential. so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Zizzers with the football at their own 46 with 6:05 to go in the first half. And the Zizzers lead it 21-0. Kinslow dropped the ball, picks it up. Now he cuts up inside. He's got a first down and more. He's still on his feet inside the 30. Still on his feet and dragged out of bounds. And now he's got a flag. And we don't have to guess who this is going to be called on. So let's see what happens here. You know this is going to go against West Plains. They've had 8 penalties. Kennington's only had 2. And here it is. And it's against West Plains. So this one's coming back, looks like, to the Camdenton 37-yard line. It's still an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. So here come the Zizzers, first and 10 from their own 30, or the Camdenton 37-yard line. Kinslow in the shotgun. He's got it. He's looking to the left. Now he's going to throw deep and over the receiver's head. There's a lot of contact down there, but no flag. It'll bring up second and 10. They were trying to get, see, they're trying to get over there. They're trying to get Watson Hafer. Second and 10. For the Zizzers at Camdenton's 37-yard line. Zizzers would love to go up one more score here. Connor Lair in motion. Now he goes again. Lair's going to cut up inside, and he's got a whole host of people. And they're not even going to give him the line of scrimmage. Connor Lair got to the line of scrimmage, and they're not going to give it to him. They're going to say he lost a yard. Now it's going to bring up 3rd and 11. Ball is at the Camdenton 38. 3rd and 11. Kinslow's going to throw to the right side. Got a receiver. And here's another flag. This ought to be interesting. It'll be against the Zizzers. And it's a hold on West Plains. That is 10 penalties on the Zizzers and only 2 on Camdenton in this first half. And I can tell you right now, the Lakers have committed more penalties than that. But they're backing them up a ways here. Zizzers will now have it at the Camdenton 46-yard line. So it's going to be 3rd and 19 for the Zizzers. They've got to get down to the 27-yard line for a first down. Clock running at 4:50 to go in the first half. Zizzers up 21-0. Kinslow going to give it to Connor Lair, and Lair just slips and falls down at the 49 of the Zizzers. And Zizzers are going to have to punt the football here. Connor Lair was going to try to make a cut and cut up the middle, and his foot slipped, and that was it. He went down. And coming in now to bunt the football will be Aiden Simpson for the Zizzers. Camden Zim will be back, looks like, about their 15-yard line. Four minutes to go here in the first half of play. Zizzers up 21-0. And Zizzers are going to fake it. And they're going down the left side and overthrew a wide-open receiver over there. Watson Hafer was wide open going down the left side. Camdenton didn't even look for him. And Kinslow overthrew him by about a yard and a half, about two steps. So Camdenton now is going to take over. First and 10 at the Zizzer 49-yard line with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Here comes Bear Short, quarterback. He's the coach's son. Five receivers once again. He's in the shotgun. He's looking, and he'll throw to the right. He's got a receiver, and the Zizzers are there to bring him down at the 45. And now another flag. And what is this? What in the world is this call? It's against the Zizzers. The 11th penalty of the first half on the Zizzers. Camdenton's only had two for a total of 10 yards. Inside the 40. And, well, they're going to mark it down at the Zizzers 35. And, folks, Zizzers are actually outplaying the Lakers. The Lakers just getting a lot of help, and I'm not going to say who from. And now they're saying something to Coach Shore over here. I have no idea what they're telling him. I don't know why they're telling him, because, I mean, they're already called 11 penalties on the Zizzers. What more you want them to do for you, Coach? And Coach Perkins wants to know over on the side. Actually, that might be, I can't tell if that's Coach Perkins or Coach Pitts. But they want to know what the penalty was for. I do too, because he was tackled, he was down, and now, I mean, and then they throw a flag, and what's the deal? All right, first and 10 at the 35, Shore's rolling to the left, and it's incomplete. And it was Jesse Hudson putting the pressure on Shore, and he left the pass short. Now it's second and 10. See if the Zizzers can get out of here, out of this half, with not allowing them to score. 3:28. Short. And Short tucked it to run. Picked up about two. Down to the 33 of the Zizzers. Going to bring up third and 8. Shore looking to throw every time. He's going to throw it this time, and it's caught by Stewart, and he's got a first down down at the 20-yard line. So a first and 10 for Camdenton at the Zizzer 20-yard line with 3 minutes to go here in the first half, and the Zizzer's up 21-0. Shore looking, he'll throw across the middle again. It's incomplete. And if that one had just a little bit more air under it, the Zizzers would have picked that one off. Shore is very lucky right there. Second and 10 from the Zizzer 20. Shore's going to tuck it this time. He'll up inside, and he's down inside the 15. And that's going to bring up a third down. Third and one for Lakers at the 11-yard line of the Zizzers. And the Zizzers call a timeout. Camdenton was lining up quickly, bringing in some big boys on that offensive line. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Camdenton. Zizzers lead at 21-0, 2:31 to go, second quarter. And the Lakers have it, third and one at the Zizzer 12-yard line. The story of this ball game is simple. Camdenton has two penalties for 10 yards total. Zizzers have 11 penalties for who knows how many yards. All right, here we go. And they give it to the big boy, and now we got a flag. Got a flag. This one should come back. Got two flags out there. And that was a big boy. That was a lineman out there that they snapped it to. And it's illegal procedure on Camdenton. Wow. Camdenton gets a penalty here. So that'll back him up. Now it's going to be third and six from the Zizzer 17-yard line. And that was a big old boy going to run it that time. That was Nathaniel Rafe. All right, looks like Shore's coming right back in here. Third and six. Nope, they've got Rafe again. They're going to hand it to him again. He's going to run around the end, and the Zizzers have him. A whole host of Zizzers over there to tackle him. And it's going to bring up fourth and four now for Camdenton at the Zizzer 15-yard line. And Bear Shore, the quarterback's coming back in. He also punts. He ain't going to punt it, folks. I can guarantee you that. So here we go, fourth and four from the Zizzer 15-yard line. Shore looks to the side. Now the Zizzers bring in another player. They were down a player. Now they bring one in at nose tackle. And the Zizzers jumped offside. And that's going to give him the first down. Lopez couldn't stop. And he jumped. And it's going to be now first and goal for Camdenton at the Zizzer 10-yard line. Zizzers didn't need to help them there. And now, wholesale substitutions from everybody here. Now they're bringing, Camdenton brings another one on. And they're going to have Rafe back there again, the big guy, and we got another flag. And this one should go against Camdenton, I'm thinking. Camdenton's trying to bring in a big old lineman to run the football behind three blocking backs. Substitute infraction on the Zizzers. You've got to be kidding me. So now it's going to put it on the 5-yard line. First and goal from the Zizzer 5 with a minute 41 to go. That is 13 penalties on the Zizzers, folks, and only 12 and four on Camdenton. And they've got the big guy in there again with three backs in the backfield. He's behind him. We know what he's going to do. He's going to run it. Here he goes. Zizzers are there. And he's in. Touchdown. 1:35 to go, second quarter. Right on the 5-yard run. And Camilton will get the football to start the second quarter, folks. So they're going to come in and try the extra point here. Nathaniel Reese is the player's name. I'm sorry. But illegal substitution a while ago, and now we've got a flag. Don't tell me the Zizzers have too many players on the field. Holy cow. They do. Two players come running off. Zizzers had 13 men on the field. So now, Camdenton, it's now going to be a 19-yard extra point. Actually, an 18-yard extra point attempt. Durnin to kick. And the play clock is not running. Why is the play clock not running? Now the official decides to start the play clock. We had like a timeout on the field for Camdenton there. And it is down by Durnin, and it is good. 21-7, minute 35 to go first half. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Camdenton. 21-7 now. Zizzers with the lead with a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. Camdenton will kick off. Don't be surprised if it's not an onside kick. The Zizzers have been called for so many penalties in this game, and Camdenton has only been called for four. The problem is, folks, Camdenton should have about that many penalties as well. Here we go, Durnin. He's going to kick it short in the air. It's going to be taken, now fumbled and dropped on at the 27-yard line. Hayden Cook had it in the breadbasket and dropped it, so then he just fell on it. So Zizzers will have it first and 10, actually, at their own 28-yard line. Minute 32 to go. Don't forget, coming up, the Ozark Self-Care Medical Equipment, the West Plains Halftime Show. We'll run down your scoring, and we'll also get some scores from around Southern Missouri for you. All right. Can the Zizzers break one open here? I guarantee you they won't. If they do, it'll come back. Kinslow, and he's looking to throw. Then he wanted to stop. Now he's going to roll left, and now he throws. Got a receiver. There was contact out there, but no pass interference call. Trying to get to Connor Lair. Second and 10. Minute 23 to go here. And Kinslow's in the shotgun. Got four receivers, two on each side. Kinslow comes to the near side, and the receiver was out of bounds, and the Camdenton player hit him after he's out of bounds. No call there. Josh Leeser on the reception. That's going to be out to the 35. Going to bring up a third and 3. Minute 17 to go here in the first half. Zizzers pick up a first down, and Camdenton still has timeout, so Zizzers going to have to run plays. Henslow in the shotgun. Third and three. Low snap. And Henslow gets it run down from behind. Henslow is dropped at the 30-yard line. Loss of five on the play. That's going to bring up now a fourth and eight for the Zizzers. Minute four to go in the second quarter, and Camdenton calls a timeout. All right, let's see if we can run down some scores for you here around the area while Camdenton's taking the timeout. And let's see. We can tell you that, let's look down here. Lebanon leads Waynesville 35-0 second quarter. Thayer leads Salem, Missouri 34-6 at the half. Glendale leads Bolivar 20-7 at the half. Kickapoo over Parkview 7-0 first quarter was that last score. No score from Hillcrest and Rolla. Let's go ahead and look down here and see. Mountain Grove leads Willis 7-0. Houston and Kabul no score. And let's see, I believe that's all we got for you at the present time. So, going to bring up a fourth and eight, and it would be good for the Zizzers to punt this ball away. Minute four to go, and folks, Camdenton can score. They can score quickly. All right, Aiden Simpson is back there. Kinslow's up in the shotgun once again. Lair comes to the right side. Surely they won't try another fake, the Zizzers won't. Nope, it's to Simpson. He's going to punt it, and it's a line drive. Going to hit and be taken. It's going to be fumbled and got a pileup down here. And I believe Camdenton's got the football. So Camdenton will take over first and 10 at their own 39-yard line with 54 seconds to go in the half. What do you do if you're the Zizzers? Do you bring pressure or do you drop back to defend the passes and let Shore get loose and run around? We're getting ready to find out. Here we go. First and 10 for Camdenton at their own 39-yard line. 54 seconds to go. Zizzers lead at 21-7. Shore, he's looking. He'll throw over the middle. He's got Stewart. Stewart's coming to the left side. And now we got a flag. Got a flag. Now we got another flag. And there's no doubt about it. These are going against the Zizzers because they're going to say that he was hit out of bounds. It's going to be a personal foul, even though Camdenton was mouthing down there. It's on the Zizzers. The Zizzer defense is frustrated, and they're upset, folks, because they've got every right to be. The Zizzer defense is having this first half of this ball game stolen from them. No way. Camdenton pushed the Zizzer defender when he's out of bounds. Two of the players on the sideline, and no flag was thrown. Ball is at the 32 of the Zizzers, first and 10, 45 seconds to go. I'm telling you, get ready, because they're going to let them go right down there and score. They're going to hand it off, cut up inside, left side, tackled by Hudson. Down to the 25. Going to bring up a second down. And I believe timeout's going to be called by Camdenton. Second and three coming up for the Lakers at the Zizzer 25 with 33 seconds to go in the half. And I know you're sitting at home going, the Zizzers need to stay composed, keep their calm, keep their cool. It's kind of hard to do, folks. You need to be here looking at this. I can understand why they're getting mad. Because the Zizzers have I mean, that's all I'm going to say. Second and three, coming up. Ball at the 25 of Camdenton with 33 seconds to go. It's 21-7. Zizzers with the lead. And the penalties, folks, 15 penalties for the Zizzers and 4 for Camdenton. So here we go. Second and three. Zizzers trying to keep them out of the end zone. Short. He's going to tuck it and run this time. And he's around the left side, out of bounds, and around the 17, 18-yard line. And that's a first down for Camdenton. 28 seconds to go in the first half. It's at the Zizzer 18. And you're going to get a heavy dose of Bear Shore running the football, folks. Now he's back looking to throw. Now he's rolling to the left. And Zizzer's having this time. They've got him sacked. Now he's down at the 30-yard line. It'll be interesting to see where they mark it. And Camdenton is going to call a timeout, I believe, with 14 seconds to go in the half. And it was Hayden Cook, or Hayden Bryant, I should say, number 12, Hayden Bryant, on the tackle. And I don't think that's right. Yep, Hayden Bryant on the tackle. So 14 seconds to go in the half. This was up 21-7. And the ball, well, actually they marked it back at about the 31 and a half yard line. Camdenton's looking for the end zone, folks. They're not looking for a first down. They're looking for the end zone. All right. Now I can tell you the Zizzer faithful across the way, they are upset with the way this ball game is being called. I can just tell you that right now. I can see it from here. They are vocal over there. I can hear them over here in the booth, folks, across the field. Short in the shotgun. He's looking to throw. And now he's going to get loose, and they had him. Now he gets loose again. Hunter Lair's got him this time, and he's down. Down at the 35-yard line. And that's going to do it, folks. That's the end of the first half. And the Zizzers lead it 21-7 over the Camdenton Lakers. We're going to take a break. We're back in 30 seconds with your Community First Banking, or I should say Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
When you are in need of medical equipment, do yourself a favor and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They have a huge showroom full of products and customer service professionals that can help meet your needs. They will make sure they have all the documentation needed before billing your insurance, which is just another reason why they are the trusted medical equipment provider. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Ask for them. You'll be glad you did.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Camden High School. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment West Lanes Halftime Show. And the Zizzers lead at 21-7 here at the half. Big story in the first half has been the penalties. Zizzers have been penalized 15 times, folks, for well over 100 yards. And Camden has been penalized 4 times for, I believe, about 20 yards. So a very lopsided in the penalty columns here in the first half. The Zizzers got on the board first. Heston Miller on a 2-yard run, and Wall's kick was good. Zizzers led it 7-0 at the end of one. 8:47 to go in the second quarter. Connor Lair on a 2-yard touchdown run. Wall's kick was good. West Plains up 14-0. 7:04 to go in the second quarter. Jason Lopez on a 77-yard interception for the touchdown. Wall's kick was good. Zizzers up 21-0. And then with 1:35 to go, Reap on a 5-yard run for the touchdown for Camdenton. Dernan's kick was good. We're at 21-7 Zizzer's lead it here at the half. Zizzer's going to have to go in, and I know the thing to say here is clean it up, but they're going to have to go in. The coaches are going to have to settle down the Zizzer's and tell them, look, this is just the way it's going to be. The game's going to be officiated. This is the way it's going to be. We knew it was going to be that way when we came in here. And Zizzer's just going to have to try their best, keep their calm, keep their cool, and just play some good, solid football here in the second half. Now, Camdenton will get the football to start the second half. 21-7, Zizzer's lead it at the half, and you're listening to the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains Halftime Show. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll do some scores around the area. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
When you are in need of medical equipment, do yourself a favor and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They have a huge showroom full of products and customer service professionals that can help meet your needs. They will make sure they have all the documentation needed before billing your insurance, which is just another reason why they are the trusted medical equipment provider. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Ask for them. You'll be glad you did.
Does your business need new window lettering? Maybe some shirts with your logo? Or how about custom decals for your vehicles? Scooters Paradise is your one-stop shop, and they want to be your affordable outlet to get your message in front of your potential customers. Scooters Paradise offers custom patches, stickers, shirts, hats, and so much more. For a free quote, call Scooters Paradise at 417-213-1731 or visit Scooters Paradise WP on Facebook. Your affordable choice.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McCall, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
For the past 50 years, Moreland Geoffroy has been serving your automotive needs. They have a great selection of SUVs, trucks, cars, minivans that are ready to go on a test drive. And don't forget about their service department. Check out MorelandGeoffroy.com for a host of service coupons and view their inventory. And with their low price guarantee, Moreland Geoffroy is a great place to buy tires, too. Stop in today. Moreland Geoffroy, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Save money shopping at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Right now, buy 6 ADM Summer Mineral, get one free. And buy 9 Right Now Mineral, get one free. Help protect your cattle. And bottom line, with Hirsch's wide selection of fly control products like feed through, tags, pour-ons, sprays, rubs, and more. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, proud to be your locally owned feed and farm store.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
The new Toyotas are arriving every day at Toyota of West Plains, and they are committed to making your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever encountered. Fast, simple, and straightforward. They also buy cars on a daily basis. If you've got a vehicle you'd like to sell, be sure to reach out to the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop by for a visit with the friendly staff at Toyota of West Plains.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made in Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains or call 417-255-1972.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
The kids are back in school. Be sure their vehicle is in tip-top shape and won't leave them stranded by bringing it to Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is so important and will save you money. Don's expert technicians are here to take care of all your auto repair needs. Make sure their tires are good, too. Right now, there's rebates up to $150 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Would you like to have a custom face mask? Maybe an embroidered shirt and hat. Scooter's Paradise is your one-stop shop. They also create custom decals, bumper stickers, patches, and much more. They are here for your business, too, with window lettering, custom shirts, and custom decals for your vehicles. For a free quote, call Scooter's Paradise at 417-213-1731. That's 417-213-1731. Or visit Scooter's Paradise WP on Facebook for your affordable choice.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, this is Taylor Grewball with Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We have a new goal we're trying to reach before the end of September, so we have our rock-bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last, so stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys.
Find new roads today.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. Bob Shore Stadium in Camdenton, where the West Plains Scissors lead here at the half, 21-7 over the Camdenton Lakers. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Once again, the big story in the first half, West Plains called for 15 penalties and Camdenton for 4. And, folks, it wasn't anything like that. Camdenton should have had a lot more penalties on them, and the Zizzers got nailed with a few that they shouldn't have. Let's take a look at some of the scoring around the area here at the half. Carthage leads Webb City 28-14 in the third quarter. Wow, big upset there. Let's see, Joplin leads Carl Junction 24-6 at the half. It is Lebanon over Waynesville 38-0 at the half. Ava leads Liberty 31-18 at the half. Fair leads Salem, Missouri 34-6. Glenn over Bolivar 20-7 at the half. Let's see, Kickapoo and Parkview 7-0. That score is reported from the first quarter. Hillcrest and Rollin, those score. Let's see. Monette 14, McDonald County 10 at the half. Stratford leads Clever 49-0 at the half. Rogersville and Cassville tied up 7-7 second quarter. Mountain Grove leads Willow Springs 37-0 at the half. Houston and Kabul, no score. And let's see if we got any more here. I believe that's going to do it right there. So, there you go. That's the scores from around Southern Missouri as we take a look at them here at the half. The Zizzers are going to have to come out. Now, Camdenton will get the football to start the third quarter. They won the toss, and they deferred, so they'll get the football to start the third quarter. And the Zizzer defense is going to have to just shake off that first half. Zizzer offense as well. Shake off the first half. You won the first half 21-7. And now they're going to have to come out here, and they're going to have to win the second half. And they've got 24 more minutes, two 12-minute quarters, and they will remain undefeated. And Camdenton will have their first loss of the season. But more importantly, the Zizzers want to get out of Camdenton with a win. So they lead it 24-7. And it will be interesting to see, folks, if this penalties are the same here in the second half. And if they are, I'm not going to say it. You know what I'm thinking. And if you've ever been to a ball game here at Kansas, and like I said, these two teams don't like each other. And West Plains has won 5 of the last 6. Camdenton last won 3 years ago here at Camdenton. They won it by 2 or 3 points. And that was a very controversial ball game. So, every time these two ball clubs get together, I mean, it's a knockdown dragout. The officials need to start watching because a lot of times, you know, there should be some flags thrown on the home team here. And they, the officials, have just looked the other way. And it's pretty obvious. I'm not, you know, Zizzers 15 penalties here in the first half. Sure, they probably had about 10 of those. But Camdenton should have about 10 as well. So hopefully they will straighten this thing up in the second half, and they will call a good ball game, a good even ball game. We'll take another break. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. You're listening to Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We buy cars, trucks, and SUVs. Used vehicles are worth top dollar right now, and we want to buy your car. Bring by your vehicle and title for an instant cash offer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
If you want a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
The kids are back to school, making it a great time to spruce things up around the house. Have you thought about replacing those old faucets, sinks, and tubs? It's an easy update with the help of your friends at Negri Plumbing. They also repair and replace garbage disposals, water heaters, and toilets. If you need any help with your plumbing, call Negri Plumbing, 256-0362. That's 256-0362. Negri Plumbing, specializing in service, and prides themselves in being dependable, honest, and experienced.
For the past 50 years, Moreland Geo Ford has been serving your automotive needs. They have a great selection of SUVs, trucks, cars, minivans that are ready to go on a test drive. And don't forget about their service department. Check out MorelandGeoFord.com for a host of service coupons and view their inventory. And with their low price guarantee, Moreland Geo Ford is a great place to buy tires, too. Stop in today. Moreland Geo Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wiles Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on outdoor power equipment that will get you there. From lightweight quiet blowers to easy starting powerful chainsaws, the battery powered AK Homeowner Series has what you need to take on your to-do list. Get your steel power equipment at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer, or visit stihldealers.com to order online and pick up in store or curbside.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made in Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains, or call 417-255-1972.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bob Shore Stadium in Camdenton. The Scissors lead at 21-7 at the half. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Hope you enjoyed it and getting ready to start the second half of play. Camdenton will get the football because they deferred at the beginning of the ball game. So Camdenton will get the football to start the second half here. And I am just really, really anxious to see. The Zizzers will call for 15 penalties in the first half. Camdenton, 4. I'm really anxious to see what the penalties are for the second half. Brayden Wall is going to kick it off for the Zizzers to start the second half. Camdenton has somebody back at the 8-yard line. Now they're coming up. They're going to be about the 13 or 14-yard line. Brayden Wall to kick it off to start the second half. Here we go. He's going to put his foot into it. It's going to be taken, and it's fumbled, but picked back up. And it looks like still on his feet. Now we got a flag. That didn't take long. Lakers, they're going to mark him down at the 28-yard line, looks like. And here comes the official with a call. What are they going to call this time on the Zizzers? Oh my goodness. Be still my heart. Penalty on the Lakers. Holy cow. That didn't take long at all. And that's going to back them up to the... Going to back them up at the 18-yard line. Camdenton first and 10 at their own 18. Shore in the shotgun with 5 receivers. And he's looking. He'll throw to the right. And brought down right away. It's complete. Green on the tackle for the Zizzers. So a pickup there of about 3. Going to bring up 2nd and 7. With the ball out at the Camdenton 22. Shore, he's looking. Now he's going to scramble, and he's going to cut it coming to the left side. Now he gets back up, and the Zizzers bring him down to the 40-yard line. That's another fourth down. First down for Camdenton. And might as well get ready, folks, because Bear Shore is going to be running the football this second half. No doubt about it. First and 10, Camdenton at their own 40. Shore looking to throw. He'll come back to Stewart. He's going to be tackled. Actually, he loses on the play back at the 39. Going to bring up a second and 11 for the Lakers. And Jesse Hudson on the tackle for the Zizzers. Well, now they're going to say he was... They're going to hand off. The Zizzers missed him in the backfield, running up the middle. And a good gain all the way out to about the 45, 46-yard line. Camdenton going to bring up a third and four. Actually, third and three and a half for Camdenton. Once again, now we have four receivers. They'll make it five. Shore and the shotgun. And Zizzers haven't shown that they can stop Bear Shore. He's going to stay back there, and he's going to run as much as possible, folks. Low snap. He's got it. He's looking. Now he's going to throw, and it's almost picked off. Almost picked off, Dagan Green. Now we got a flag. The pass was tipped. And it's going to be against Camdenton. Camdenton gets the penalty. They wanted Dagan Kinslow a penalty. He hit the receiver. He thought the receiver caught the ball, so he hit him. But another Zizzer defender got his fingertips on it. So now that's going to back Camdenton up to the 32-yard line, their own 32. Going to bring up a third down. And looks like about 17. Share rolling to the right. Shore, I should say. And in pursuit, Zizzers can't seem to catch him. And he's still running around out there. Now he throws, and it is incomplete. Fourth down coming up for the Lakers. And the Zizzers had a couple of chances to bring Shore down, and they just can't do it. They're getting a hand on him, and they can't hang on to him. And even when they get two hands on him, he still gets loose. All right, here we go. Camdenton looking like they're going to punt this football, and they are. And it's not a very good one, but it's going to be good enough because the Zizzers didn't put anybody back. It's going to roll inside to 30, down to about the 28-yard line. The Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 28-yard line. 21-7. Zizzers with the lead. 9:45 to go, third quarter. See if the offense can get something going here. They've had some big plays, and they've chewed up some yardage just to have it all taken away from penalties. Very questionable penalties. Kinslow will be in the shotgun. Lakers are going to be they're going to be going after Kinslow. Cook. Now Kinslow goes to the left, around the left, and nope, he's going to be brought down. He got back to the line of scrimmage. He couldn't get around the corner. Camdenton stringing it out there. Going to bring up a second and 10. So second and 10 for the Zizzers. At their own 28-yard line. Kinslow got back to the line of scrimmage. Kinslow throws to the left, and it's dropped. Connor Laird dropped the pass. Now, folks, Connor is not having a very good ball game here tonight. That's going to bring up third and 10. Usually, Connor makes that catch. And he probably would have gained about another 4 to 5 yards. Instead, instead of third and two or three, it's now third and 10. Kinslow, shotgun, hands it off. Connor's going to cut it up inside. Connor, and he gets across the 40, finally gets tripped up. I don't see any flags. That's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers out at their own 43-yard line. First and 10, 9 minutes to go, third quarter. Kinslow gets the play from the side. And I think it's Mahan in the backfield with him. I'm not sure. I can't see the number. Kinslow's going to keep it right up over the right side, and he's going to be tackled across the 50. Down about the Camdenton 48, looks like. And that'll probably bring up a second and short for the Zizzers. So second and short for the Zizzers at the Camdenton 48-yard line. And when I mean second and short, I'm talking less than a yard, folks. Less than a yard. 8 minutes to go, third quarter. Man in motion, and it's going to be Cook, the left side, and he's going to lose a yard back to the 49-yard line. Cook trying to get around that left side. That's going to bring up now third and two for the Zizzers at the Laker 49-yard line. Clock running, 7:38 to go, third quarter. The Zizzers lead at 21-7. Kinslow, hands off again, up inside, first down for the Zizzers, that's Connor Lair. Lair's inside the 45, looks like about the 44. And that's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. And they're doing just what they would like to do here. Put the ball on the ground, keep the clock running, and gain some yardage. March it down the field, stick it in the end zone. That's what they want to do. First and 10 at the Laker 44-yard line. This time it's Connor Lair, left side. He's getting out to the outside. Connor Lair in a foot race, and folks, he's gone. He's gone. Touchdown, Connor Lair. 44-yard run. And the Zizzers have gone up. Right now it's 27-7. With 7:05 to go here in the third quarter, Braden Wall will come on for the extra point. Zizzers want to go up three scores. See if Wall can get it done here. It's down, it's up. It was a bobble snap, and no good. 27-7. Zizzers lead it back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
The all-new Bad Boy tractors are now available at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. This new line of small and medium-sized tractors maintains Bad Boy's history of combining power, performance, and build quality while delivering the highest value in their class. Coupled with Bad Boy implements, you're all set to make your workday feel less like a chore. There's low-rate financing available, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, a proud, locally-owned independent business.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than up on store.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bob Shore Stadium, Camdenton. The Zizzers scored, and the extra point attempt was no good. Zizzers lead at 27-7 with 7:05 to go here in the third quarter of play. Braden Wall will kick it off from his own 40-yard line. Camdenton is back about the 15. And Wall puts his foot into it again. This one hits the turf, taking at the 13, and trying to get outside. Zizzers are there, and they'll bring him down. And looks like it's going to be across the 20. Looks like they're going to give him the 21. So Camden Town will take over first and 10 at their own 21-yard line. So get ready for another dose of Bear Shore, the quarterback. Here he comes. He'll be in the shotgun. He'll have five receivers. It's been that way all night long, folks. Here we go. Shore's going to roll to the left. No, he's going to hand off. And the Zizzers drop him for a loss back there. And trying to see the number. And we've got a player down. Dayton Kinslow on the tackle. And the ball is setting back at the 16-yard line. And there is a player down for Camdenton. So we're going to take a break as well. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9, The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
And we're back at Camdenton High School. And the Laker that was hurt, he's limping off the field on his own. I predict we will probably see him back out there before the night's over. Loss of five on the play, going to bring up second and 15 for the Lakers back at their own 16-yard line with 6:44 to go in the third quarter. And the Zizzers up 27. To seven. Five receivers and Shore. Shore's rolling to the left. He's looking. Now he's going to throw it. Got a defender back here, and it's incomplete. Back here defending on the play for the Zizzers, number 32, Landon Casey. And he played it just right, turned around, and got his hand up there and knocked it away. Now it's going to be third and 15 for Camdenton. .6:31 to go, third quarter. Same setup. Shore almost bottled it. He's getting some pressure, and he's coming down, folks. Sacked that time by the Zizzers. And that is Aiden Holt. Aiden Holt sacked the quarterback. And that's going to bring up a fourth and close to 20 yards, folks. It's all the way back to the Camdenton. Well, the Camdenton 9-yard line. They're going to have to bump this thing. And they do. Zizzers are back, but it's coming across the 45 and down to about the 42, 43. And the Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 43-yard line, 5:54 to go here in the third quarter. And the Zizzers lead at 27-7. So Dagan Kinslow will come out. He'll bring the offense out on the field. The Zizzers want to run the football so they can just keep time coming off the clock. They want to eat up as much time as possible. Mahan goes in motion. And now Kinslow, he'll cut up. He's over the 45, still going. He's fighting. He's across the 50. He's down to the 49 of Camdenton. And that's going to bring up a second and two for the Zizzers. Second and two. Pickup of 8 yards from Dagan Kinslow. And folks, have about 8 yards. Six of them he got on his own. He was carrying Laker players with him. Kept those feet moving. Kept those legs a-churning. Second and two. Henslow. And now they're going to throw it underneath and inside the 40. And that's another Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. And that, folks, is Parker McGinley. Little screen pass. And they got it all the way down to the 30. Where are they marking it? 38-yard line. Camdenson, 38-yard line. First and 10, Zizzers. 4:50 to go, third quarter. Kinslow once again, low snap. He'll take it across the left. And he bust out and couldn't shake the last defender. It's a good thing that last defender caught him, because Kinslow, I think, would have won that race to the end zone, folks. And we're going to take a look to see if it's a first down. They're looking it over. They're going to measure this one, folks. This one's pretty close. It's close to the 28-yard line. If they got it inside the 28, it should be a first down. I can't tell from here. Looks like it may be right on the money. I don't know. Let's see. Here comes the chain. It is down. It's a first down. Ozark's Healthcare Medical Equipment, or I should say Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. At the first down, Zizzers at the Laker 28-yard line. First and 10. Kinslow has the play. 4:30 to go, third quarter. Zizzers up 27-7. Kinslow in the shotgun. Three receivers, two on the left, one on the right. Now one in motion. That'll be McGinley. And it'll be Kinslow, the right side, and he's down around the 20. Bring up a second down. Looks like about two. At the Camdenson 20-yard line. So the Zizzers are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone now. Second. Well, now they've backed it out to about the 21, so it's going to bring up second and three. So second and three. And Kinslow's been tucking it and running. Been getting some holes up there on the line. And he's taking advantage of them. And the Zizzers jump. Zizzers jumped that time. Camdenson player jumped, but he didn't cross the line of scrimmage. And the Zizzers, though, move. That'll back them up five. Now it's going to bring up second and eight for the Zizzers back at the Laker 26-yard line. Excuse me. Second and eight. We're down to 3:28. And counting, and the Zizzers jump again. That time it was Big Jalen James on the right side jumped. They're trying to see. Nope, it's going to be on the Zizzers. They were stopping for a minute to see if maybe the Zizzers were forced to jump. And now it's going to bring up a second and 13. The ball is back at the Lakers 31-yard line. Second and 13 for the Zizzers. That's two penalties in a row for the Zizzers. See if they can get this yardage back and get moving the other direction. Miller. It'll be Kinslow throws out to the right, caught by Garrett Mahan, but he's dropped right away at about the 28-yard line. So now that's going to bring up a third and 10 for the Zizzers at the Laker 28-yard line. 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Zizzers up 27-7. Third and 10 for the Zizzers. Kinslow, it's a low snap. He's going to pick it up and throw it. Got his receiver on the right, inside the 20. down close to a first down. And I believe that's Josh Leeser, if I'm not correct or mistaken. And it is. Leeser on the catch. And that is an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down. And the Zizzers are back in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Fair Rent Zone. First and 10 for the Zizzers at the 17-yard line of Camdenton. Minute 55 and counting in the third quarter. Henslow looking, going to throw inside, and Watson Hafer dropped the football. It would have been a short gain on the play because Camdenton was right there. That's going to bring up a second and 10. That stops the clock at 1:48. So now we've got four receivers for the Zizzers. Kinslow out to the right and down the sideline inside the 15. Hayden Cook on the catch and run. Down about the, 13? I believe it's at the 13. That'll bring up a third. Third and six. No, it's third and seven for the Zizzers at the Laker 13-yard line. Kinslow will take it again up inside. He's got some blockers. He's inside the five. And here comes a flag. Now what? I think we all know who this one's going to go against, so we can back him up. Yep. Can't have the Zizzers scoring again right here. Three officials, and I'm looking to see. And it's on Camdenton. Penalty is on the Lakers, folks. So that'll move the ball down to the 2-yard line now. Zizzers will have it. First and goal at the 2-yard line. Minute 35 to go third quarter. Zizzers lead it 27-7. Lair is in the backfield. Kinslow on the shotgun. He'll give it to no. And Kinslow gets away from one, and he's not going to get away from the other one. He's taken down at the 10. They're going to say he's down. Camdenton says that he got the football on a fumble, but they said he was down. Officials said he was down before the ball came out. That'll bring up a second down now and goal. Second and goal from the, they're going to give him the 9-yard line, eight or nine. Going to give him the 8-yard line. Kinslow that time would have been better off just to hand it to Lair, because Lair was on that right side, and I think he could have punched it in there. He only had one or two defenders between him and the goal line, and I think Connor would have won that battle. There we go. Second and goal for the Zizzers at the Laker 8-yard line. Lair's in the backfield, and Zizzers want a timeout. 29 seconds to go in the third quarter. Zizzers lead it 27-7. And we'll take a break. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And back at Bob Shore Stadium in Camdenton. Zizzers have it. It'll be second down and goal from the Camdenton 8-yard line. West Plains Lady Zizzer softball today went 1-1 in the Branson tournament. They play at 9 a.m. tomorrow, 12 noon, and 1:30 p.m. at the Branson Recreational Flex. So, Lady Zizzer softball goes 1-1 in the Branson tournament today. Here we go. Second and goal from the 8-yard line. Miller goes in motion. There's the snap. Kinslow's going to take it around the left side. Goes up inside. He's in for the touchdown. Dagan Kinslow, 23 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Kinslow on the 8-yard run. And the Zizzers will come on to try the extra point. They lead it 33-7. And, folks, I apologize right now because I forgot to write down who scored the other touchdown for the Zizzers, that last one on the 44-yard run. It's down. Kick is up. And it is good. Zizzers lead it 34-7. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
When you are in need of medical equipment, do yourself a favor and ask for Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They have a huge showroom full of products and customer service professionals that can help meet your needs. They will make sure they have all the documentation needed before billing your insurance, which is just another reason why they are the trusted medical equipment provider. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Ask for them. You'll be glad you did.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Camden's Inn, and I figured it out, folks. Josh Leeser was the one who scored that 44-yard touchdown. All right. Wall to kick it off again. 23 seconds to go third quarter. Zizzer's up 34-7. Camden's standing back at their 10-yard line. And Wall puts his foot into this one, and it's going to be taken at the 5, and it's crossed the 20, 25, and he's found a seam, and they're going to have to run him down, and they will out of bounds, but not before they run it back to the 18-yard line. Hewlett on the run back, and he just took it right up the middle, folks. The Zizzer kickoff coverage that time was blown because Hewlett took it right up the middle and then cut it to the right sideline. And it was Braden Wall who saved the touchdown by running him down and pushing him out of bounds. So Camdenton will have it first and 10 at the Zizzer 18-yard line. So if the Zizzer defense can get a stop here, 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. And now we got a whistle. And got a timeout call. And it's by the Zizzers. So, once again, 37-7, or 34-7 is your score. Zizzers with the lead, 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Next week, the Zizzers will be at home at Zizzer Stadium. They will take on the Kickapoo Chiefs. And then in 2 weeks, they have another big game because they'll go to Lebanon to take on the Yellow Jackets. So things don't get any easier. Zizzers will have their hands full here tonight. Camdenton can explode with points. So this one's not over by a long shot. And then the Zizzers have to get ready for Kickapoo and then for Lebanon. All right, here we go. 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shore in the shotgun with five receivers like he's been all night. He's going to throw to the left. He's got Stewart. Stewart is inside the 10. He's carrying people with him. He carried four Zizzers with him, and I can guarantee you, Coach Brandon Pitts is going to be upset about that. All the way down to the 7-yard line, and that's going to be a first and goal for Camdenton at the Zizzer 7-yard line. 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. Shore's going to take it himself, cutting up inside, and he's not going to make it. He's going to make it to the one, and that is the end of the third quarter with your score, 34-7. Zizzers with the lead. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
For the past 50 years, Moreland Geo Ford has been serving your automotive needs. They have a great selection of SUVs, trucks, cars, minivans that are ready to go on a test drive. And don't forget about their service department. Check out MorelandShellFord.com for a host of service coupons and view their inventory. And with their low price guarantee, Moreland Geo Ford is a great place to buy tires, too. Stop in today. Moreland Geo Ford, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a six-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. Visit their new showroom, 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday, and the sales department open Monday through Saturday. Visit Toyota of West Plains.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bob Short Stadium in Camdenton. And the Camdenton Lakers will have the football at the Zizzer 1-yard line as we start the fourth quarter. And the Zizzers lead 34-7. Camdenton's coming out in a hurry to line up. They want to go in a hurry. And here comes big old Reed once again. The big lineman with the three backs in front of him, and he punches it in there. So 11:56 to go in the fourth. And they sent Landon Patterson. Landon Thomas, I guess, is who, I don't know. Apparently they've got it wrong in their program, but anyway, 1 yard run. And here comes Durnin to kick the extra point for the Lakers. It's down, it's up, and it's good. 34-14, Zizzers with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made-in-Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains or call 417-255-1972.
Now, more Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bob Shore Stadium in Camdenton. Lakers just scored, and now the Zizzers lead it 34-14 with 11:56 to go in the ballgame. And look for the Lakers for an onside kick here, folks. They are down three scores. And if the Zizzers get the football, they're running the football and taking time off the clock. So watch for an onside kick, and that's what the Zizzers are looking for here. And they're going to kick it away this time. And it's going to be down at the 19-yard line, nope, 18-yard line. That'll be Cook. So Hayden Cook. It bounced. He thought about picking it up and running it, but he just decided to trap it on the ground. Didn't want to risk coughing up the football. So here comes the Zizzer offense. First and 10 at their own 18-yard line. Dagan Kinslow will have four receivers. Kinslow's in the shotgun. Man in motion, that'll be Miller, I believe it is. Kinslow's going to tuck it up inside. Might have got a yard. And nope, I don't think they're going to give him anything. Nope, no gain on the play. Going to bring up a 2nd and 10. Ball still at the Zizzer 18-yard line. 11.5 minutes to go and counting. Zizzers want to run the football and keep the clock moving. Kinslow looking to throw now. Going to go right side. He's got a receiver out there, and it's just knocked away. Miller was over there, but it was knocked away by the defender. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 10 for the Zizzers. So Heston Miller was the intended receiver. And the Camdenton defender got his hand up. If not, that would have fell right in Heston Miller's breadbasket, and he might still be running down the sideline. Instead, it's 3rd and 10. Kinslow. He's going to throw it. Miller, and Miller gets level, folks. Heston Miller got leveled by the Camdenton defender. Going to be a gain of 1, but it's going to bring up 4th and 9 for the Zizzers. So look for the Zizzers to punt the football here with 11:10 to go in the ball game. And the Zizzers up by 20. And the Zizzer offense that time. Going to be a 3 downs and then punt the football here. Kinslow gets it. And it's out about the 46-yard line of the Zizzers. And that's where Camdenton will take over. 1st and 10 at the Zizzer 46. And now Camdenton will have it again with 10:59 to go in the game. And they only trail by 20. I'm telling you, folks, they can score points in a hurry. Zizzer defense is going to have to apply the pressure. And better yet, cause some turnovers. Bear Shore will bring his offense out on the field. Play clock is down to 14, and they're not even out there to the football yet. 10 seconds. And once again, 5 receivers. Shore in the shotgun. He's going to roll right. He's looking. There's a defender there. There's a block in the back, no call. And now Shore's going to be tackled. And the ball came out. Ball came out, but they're going to say it's still Camdenton football. He was tackled at the 44. So that's going to be a gain of 2. Going to bring up 2nd and 8 for the Camdenton Lakers. 2nd and 8 from the Zizzer 44. Short. Out to the left, it's incomplete. Bring up 3rd and 8. 10:25 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 20. Trying to hang on here in the fourth quarter and get out of here with a victory. Shore once again. Going to roll to the right. He'll throw it out there. He's got a receiver inside the 40. Down to about the 33, and that's a 1st down for the Lakers. Let's see. Jesse Hudson on the tackle. Also for the Zizzers. Tackled by Tristan Clark. 1st and 10. Shore, this time he's going to hand it off. Cut up right up the middle is the runner. Down to about the 20-yard line. And that's another 1st down. By Camdenton. I told you they can gain some yardage in a hurry, and they can score in a hurry. We're down to 10 minutes to go in the ball game, and they're down at the 20-yard line of the Zizzers. Once again, Shore. He's looking. He'll throw to the right. He's got Stewart over there, and Stewart is out of bounds at around the 15. Actually, the 16. So that's going to bring up a 2nd down. 2nd and about 5 for Camdenton. Shore's going to keep it himself. Now he comes back to the right, and he's going to be tripped up. He crashes to the ground. about the looks about like the 12-yard line. So it's going to bring up a third down. Third and about 1.5 for Camden, and the clock is down at 9.5 minutes to go. Shore once again, he'll throw to the right. He's got Stewart again, and Stewart's out of bounds. Inside the 10, Stewart down to the 6-yard line. And that's going to be first and goal for Camdenton at the Zizzer 6-yard line. And the clock is running. No, it's not running. Here we go. They got the big guy in once again to run right up the middle. The Zizzers are there, and he's still plowing forward. Now we've got a flag. And we'll have to see who this is on. I'm watching the official that threw the flag. See who it's on here. And it's on the Zizzers. Face masking penalty on the Zizzers. Of course it is. Because we're down to 9:14 to go in the game, and Camdenton's behind by 20. They're going to move it down to the 1-yard line. So here comes Camdenton. First and goal at the 1. And the big guy's in there once again from the 1-yard line, and he's in. He's in. Touchdown. That's Thomas once again. 1-yard run. And, folks, let me tell you about Thomas. Landon Thomas. Well, first I got to find him because I got his. Here he is. He is 6'2", 230 pounds. He's an offensive and defensive lineman, and they're putting him in there to run behind 3 blockers. Kick is up, and it's good. And now it is 34-21. Zizzers with the lead back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bob Shore Stadium in Camdenton. Lakers have scored again. It's 34-21 with 9:10 to go in the ballgame. And I'm telling you, Camdenton's going to try an onside kick here. They didn't last time. And the Zizzers have got all the hands people up front and 2 people back. Let's see what happens. And they're going to kick it to the right side. And it's going to be taken by Cook. And Cook cuts it up across the 20, out about the 21. And the Zizzers take over first and 10 at their own 21-yard line with 9 minutes to go in the game. And more importantly than anything, Zizzers need to run time off the clock. They need to put together a drive here, take time off the clock, and score some points. It's just a 13-point game. Brayton Wall missed an extra point earlier in the ballgame. So that's kind of the difference in a way. Kinslow with 3 receivers. And he's going to tuck it up inside. Kinslow across the 25, and Kinslow's loose! Kinslow's running down the sideline. No flags, folks. Kinslow, touchdown, Zizzers. There is no flags on the field. I'm looking. So Kinslow with the 75-yard run. And the Zizzers answer and make it 40-21. 50 to go in the ball game. That's a big score for the Zizzers. Braden Wall will try the extra point here. .850 to go in the ball game. Wall's trying to make it a 20-point lead again. And we've got flags. Of course we do. I can tell you this is coming against the Zizzers. Yep, illegal procedure. I'm surprised they didn't throw a penalty on that touchdown run from Dagan Kinslow. He got away from the tackler and then just sprinted for like 60 yards, folks, for the touchdown. So they're going to back it up. Wall now. And now it's going to be a 25-yard extra point attempt. 25 yards. And that's Kinslow. Kinslow's going to kick it. And it's good. No good. Looked like it was good from here. But no good on the extra point. Zizzers up 40-21. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bob Shore Stadium in Camdenton. And we've got a scoring frenzy going on now. Zizzers just scored, missed the extra point. They lead it 40-21 with 8:50 to go in the ball game. And now Braden Wall will kick off to the Lakers once again. If the Zizzers can get one more stop, I think they might have this one. And it's going to be taken back at the four for Camdenton. They're coming around the left side and going to be brought down around the 20-yard line. Actually, it looks like about the 19-yard line. So Camdenton will take over first and 10 at their own 19-yard line. 8:43 to go in the ballgame. And you know what you're going to see. You're going to see a big dose of Bear Shore, the quarterback for Camdenton. And if they get it down inside the 10, you're going to see Landon Thomas, the big old lineman, line up and run the football. There we go. See if the Zizzer defense can get a stop here. 5 receivers, just like all night. Shore looking to throw. And he got away from one defender. And now he's going to throw it. And it is caught for the first down at the 34-yard line. And Shore took a shot, folks. I don't know who got him, but Shore took a shot. And he got up slowly. He's walking slowly. He's limping just a little bit. First and 10, Camdenton at their own 34. 8:23 and counting in the ball game. Shore looking again. Now he's going to roll to the right. He's got a receiver, and it's caught. And now they're going to kick him out of bounds across midfield. Zizzers are leaving receivers open, and Shore's finding them. Ball is out of bounds at the Zizzer 46-yard line. First and 10 for Camdenton. 8:11 to go in the ball game. Zizzer lead is 19. Shore will throw it again. Stewart inside, and he's going to be met right away. Dropped at the 45, a gain of 1. Bring up 2nd and 9. And Watson Haver, one of them in there on the tackle. Jesse Hudson in there on the tackle. And here we go. Second and nine from the Zizzer 45. Shore, who's looking. Now he's going to throw right. Got a receiver and knocked out of bounds. They're going to get in the 42, looks like. Jesse Hudson over there, along with number 32, that's Landon Casey, on the tackle. Actually, they're going to give him the 42. It's third and about six. Third and six, 7.5 minutes to go here in the ball game with the Zizzers up by 19. Shore looking once again. Zizzers getting some penetration. He'll roll out to the left. Now he's going to throw, and it is incomplete. Going to bring up a fourth down now. Fourth and six for Camdenton at the Zizzer 42. You know they'll go for it. They have to. They're down 19 with 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Can the Zizzer defense get a stop here? Come on, cheer them on at home, folks. They need your help. Here we go. Shore's got it. Rolling to the right. Now he goes back to the left. Zizzer in pursuit. And they got him this time. Zizzers get the sack. Watson Hafer that time dropped him all the way back at the Camdenton 48-yard line. Zizzers will take over on downs with 7:21 to go in the ball game, and the Zizzers lead it 40-21. Zizzers now need to run the football. And wait a minute. We're going to have an official timeout for a water break here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break as well. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to the football, 100.9 The Train.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Camdenton. Zizzers lead at 40-21. Let's look at some scores here. Carthage, the big upset over Webb City tonight, 42-14. Joplin over Carl Junction, 44-6. And Lebanon beat Waynesville 52-14. That's in the third quarter. Thayer beat Salem 47-6. And the Zizzers with the football. They're going to give it to Connor Lair. Lair up inside. He's down to about the 45-yard line. Pick up a three, maybe four. Going to bring up second down. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Glendale leads Bolivar 42-27. Kickapoo leads Parkview 7-0. Last report we had. Rolla beat Hillcrest 56-6. And that's all we got for you at present time. All right, Zizzers looking at a second and six. Connor Lair around the right side, and Lair is springing loose, folks, and he's gone. Connor Lair is gone. Touchdown, Zizzers. 44-yard run for Connor Lair. And hopefully that might put a little ceiling on the game. Lair, 44-yard run for the touchdown. 6:36 to go here in the ball game. And Braden Walls coming on the kick. And now they take the only thing on the scoreboard that's lit up is the time, folks. They're not even showing the score or anything. Here at Canada. All right, Braden Wall is going to attempt the extra point. Down, kick is up, and that one is no good. Or it's good. That one's good. And we've got a flag. They've got a flag on the field. They may have roughed the kicker on that one. Let's see what it is here. Personal foul. And I have no idea because they pointed to West Plains and pointed to Camdenton, so I have no idea. But anyway, the kick was good. And Zizzers now lead it 47 to 21. And hopefully, there's like 6.5 minutes to go, but I'm telling you, folks, this one ain't over. Camdenton can score some points. 6.5 minutes to go. And I didn't understand what the... I don't know what the flag was. The official motioned personal foul, but he didn't motion both ways. And now it's going to be against Camdenton. So I guess it was roughing the kicker, and the Zizzers are going to kick off from the Camdenton 45-yard line. So I guess it was roughing the kicker, personal foul, on Camdenton. All right. Braden Wall to kick off again. This time, Camdenton's all the way back at the goal line. It's a short, high kick going to be taken at the 19, and Zizzer's going to bring him down at the 25. Camdenton will have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line with 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game, and the Zizzer's up by 26 points. And not much time will come off the clock, folks, because Camdenton will throw the football, which will stop the clock each play when they throw. Wait a minute. There's a penalty on Camdenton, so they're backing them up back to the 14-yard line. I don't know what the penalty was, but it's on Camdenton. That is Camdenton's fifth penalty at the second half. Zizzers have had four. I look for a lot of penalties against the Zizzers here in the next 6.5 minutes. Shore in the shotgun. He's looking. He wants to throw. Now he's going to roll left. He's got a receiver. And the Zizzers are there. And looks like maybe a gain of a yard. So that'll stop the clock. 6:30 to go. It's 2nd and 9 from the Camdenton 15-yard line. Clock is running now. Shore rolling right, and the pass is incomplete. And that'll bring up a 3rd and 9. Shore threw it too tall for his receiver. Receiver got a hand on it. But Landon Casey and Jesse Hudson was there. To make the tackle if he caught it. 3rd and 9. Sure. This time Zizzer's coming after him. He throws over and it's incomplete. And Zizzer's brought the blitz that time. And I believe it was Watson Hafer. It was. Watson Hafer just came right up the middle, and Bear Shore had Watson Hafer in his face and threw it too high. 4th and 9 for Camdenton. Shore looking. He's trying to tuck it now. Zizzer defense is after him. He gets away from one. He's over here. He's looking to throw. Now he throws across the middle, and it's incomplete. Incomplete as two Zizzers are there, and they knock it down. And the Zizzers will take over 1st and 10 at the Camdenton 15-yard line. 5:57 to go in the ball game, and the Zizzers are up 47-21. First and 10 at the 15. They are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and their red zone. So, I can tell you, I can pretty much predict right here, folks. Zizzers are going to run the football. And if Camdenton has any timeouts, they're going to force them to use them. Here we go. Hand off to Miller. Miller on the right side, and he's fighting. And he might have got the 11, 12. They don't know where he's at. Now they're going to mark him at the 12. Bring up the second down now. Actually, they put it at the 13. So now it's going to be second and 8 for the Zizzers, 5.5 minutes to go. Kinslow's just letting the play clock run, folks, taking time off that clock before he snaps the football. Camdenton's coming after him. This time Miller across the left side, and he's down around the 5-6 yard line. That's going to be close to a first down. They're going to say short. Going to bring up third and short, third and about a half a yard with 5 minutes to go in the ball game. And Miller's going to come out. And Garrett Mahan will come in, big 6'6 fullback for the Zizzers. Clock running 4:45 to go. Lair in motion. They'll give it to Lair. Coming around the right side, cuts up inside. Connor Lair's in the end zone, folks. Touchdown, Zizzers. And that's Lair. And Lair, on a 6-yard run. And, folks, guess what? Mercy clock will go into effect now. Zizzers up 53-21. 4:36 to go in the ball game. Brayden Wall is going to attempt the extra point. So Camdenton can throw the football all they want. And that one is way off that time. Kick no good. Zizzers lead at 53-21. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Congratulations. You're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bob Shore Stadium at Camdenton. And the Zizzers have now gone up 53-21 over the Camdenton Lakers with 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. And the mercy clock should go into effect now. We'll wait and see if they decide to use a mercy clock. But Brayden Wall's coming in to kick off once again for the Zizzers from his own 40-yard line. Stay tuned. We'll have your Shelter Insurance and direct on the West Plains post-game show when this one is over. Zizzers close this one out, and then they'll start looking forward to Kickapoo next Friday night at Zizzer Stadium. Here we go. Wall's got a low line drive, squib kick, taken. Whoop, it's bobbled. Now pick up at the 12. And Zizzer's going to bring him down about the 26. And they stop the clock. So now, see who comes out for Camdenton. Will they bring out the first string, or will they bring them out and concede this ball game? Nope, here comes the starters for the Lakers. Bearshore will be at the quarterback. Zizzers look like they might. Well, they still got their starting defense out there. Shore's going to hand it off. It's a reverse, and the Zizzers are there, bringing down at the 22, actually the 23. Going to lose a couple of yards. Going to bring up a second and 13, and the clock is running under the mercy clock rule. So hopefully we'll get this one over with here in just a few moments. Shore once again looking to pass. Now he's going to pass out here. He's got a receiver out of bounds. Tackle over there by Watson Hafer, knocked him out of bounds. And it'll bring up third and eight. And even though he went out of bounds, the clock should be running. And wait a minute. West Plains calling a timeout because had a mix-up on some of the players who were supposed to be out there and who weren't. All right, let's take this time to go ahead and take a look and see if we can bring you some more updated ball game scores. We told you about Carthage upsetting Webb City 42-14. Big game there. Joplin over Carl Junction 44-6. Nix over Republic 21-10. Lebanon beat Waynesville 58-20. Ava over Liberty 59-24. Fair over Salem, Missouri 47-6. Glendale beat Bolivar 42-27. Kickapoo, last score we had was Kickapoo over Parkview 7-0 in the first quarter. Rolla beat Hillcrest 56-6. And Mountain Grove beat Willa 37-7. Houston and Cabool, no score. And that's all we have for you at the present time. Here we go. And clock will run at the snap. I guess they're waiting on the Zizzers to jump offside, but they're not going to. And now, timeout is called by Camminger. And they had the big old lineman back there with the three blockers for third and eight. They were hoping West Plains would jump off sides, I guess, but they didn't, so Camminger calls timeout. Still have 3:59 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead it 53-21. They will play Kickapoo next Friday night at Zizzer Stadium. Stay tuned. Shelter Insurance and Direct with the West Plains post-game show.